This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, and of course, the Todd Wright family of podcasts. They are a full-service law firm, and you do not need to live nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call them for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. Brandon Legal Group. The Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. They have summer camps coming up for ages 5 to 15, and they have various camp dates in June and July at all three Pin Chasers locations: East Pasco, 6816 Gale Boulevard, Midtown, 4847 North Armenia, Veterans, 5555 West Hillsboro. Now, you know, with a summer camp at Pin Chasers, they're going to be indoors. They're going to be in the AC. However, I do want to let you know there are select outdoor activities as well. But you always know that when in doubt, when things get too hot, they'll be inside. Free personalized bowling ball, free shirt, free water bottle, snacks and lunch included, free arcade playtime, and of course, the traditional end of summer camp party. Registration on the camps, pinchasers.net, or call 813-871-2695. Pinchasers.net. Again, summer camp at all three locations, various dates, ages 5 to 15. Played golf with Ira Kaufman yesterday. Yep, that's kind of going to be the subject of this Toddcast. Hear it out. So, a few weeks ago, very nice gentleman who works with the Spectrum Sports group that regularly has me over to Bay News 9 and on Bay News 9. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area and Spectrum is your cable provider, Bay News 9 has a sports show weeknights and weekend nights at 10:30 p.m. It's a half-hour show called Spectrum Sports 360. A lot of talented people work in front of the camera, and even more work behind it. And one of the gentlemen who worked behind the camera was heavily involved in a charity golf tournament at Fox Hollow Golf Club in Trinity yesterday and asked me weeks ago if I would play in the event. There was a Bay News 9 team that he put into the event, and it was myself, my longtime pal and former Channel 10 sports director, and of course, Florida's golf guest from Innisbrook, Dave Wirth, as well as Ira Kaufman. We were supposed to play with Spectrum Sports 360 host Mike Cairns, but Mike had a family commitment, so Randy actually played with us, and it was Randy who was responsible for putting the team in, and his wife was very heavily involved in this charity golf event. So playing golf with Ira Kaufman was something I had never done. And because Ira has such a presence, both on JoeBucksFan.com and in the Tampa Bay area, I thought I'd simply give a quick recap on what it was like to go 18 holes with the Sage. Various things that came up. Let's first start with Steve Dumick. Word came down on Thursday that our friend and longtime afternoon host, the big dog, had won the race, but had succumbed to brain cancer, which he suffered Super Bowl weekend roughly 2.5 years ago. Made it back on the air for a time, then stepped away again, and Steve was 64. Ira and I and Dave and Randy all talked about Big Dog various times throughout our round, and it shows what a presence Steve was to us and all sports fans in the Tampa Bay area. Quick story. So Wednesday late afternoon, I almost cut a Toddcast, and something was telling me you might want to wait. And then Wednesday night, I was going to do one before I went to bed, and something told me you might want to wait. And then Thursday morning, I woke up. I said, I should do one. I have sponsors. I have people who subscribe. Something said you might want to wait. And then finally Thursday late morning, I said, I'm going to do one. Let's go ahead and do it. It was funny because I thought the reason I was supposed to wait was because Tiger was going to do something, or in the case of not do something at the PGA Championship, while my pick was Brooks Koepka. And that wasn't it. So maybe something was telling me you might want to wait because of the news on Steve. I cut a podcast that was about a number of different things before the news came to me about Steve. And then I had dozens of people reaching out to me for various reasons to express their feelings about Steve, share a story about Steve. Martin Fennelly reached out to me, just wanted to chat about Steve. By the time this podcast posts, Martin may have already written about Steve. Ernest Hooper did almost immediately. And Ernest and I spoke as well. I will speak more at length about this in a couple weeks, and you'll know why in a couple of weeks. So don't think I'm letting this go. Ever since it happened, I've kind of been in a funk. I kind of needed the company of Randy and Ira and Dave and doing something that I love to do, which is play golf, yesterday, to snap me out of the funk for a few hours. So give me a couple weeks. There are plenty of tributes that have been done by 620 WDAE, Ernest Hooper's column in the Tampa Bay Times, various statements from the Valspar Championship, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Tampa Bay Rays, and other sports organizations in the Tampa Bay area about the big dog. Give me a couple of weeks. You'll know why. I can't tell you why now. Give me a couple of weeks, and I'll devote an entire podcast to my friendship with the big dog. But his name came up a lot as Ira and Dave and Randy and I played golf yesterday. Also, it was the obvious, okay, can Ira swing a golf club or not? Now, make no mistake, Ira's bad. Yeah. But he isn't as bad as I thought. Now, we need to update not only the equipment, but I walked up to him on the second hole. I mean, it was a hot day in North Tampa yesterday for an afternoon golf outing. And you must dress appropriately to deal with it. And Ira has been a part of the Fox 13 NFL pregame show for a few years now. I know Ricky Reynolds is on that show. I'm not familiar with other people who are on the show. I'm sorry, I really only know Fox 13 for the great Paul Delegato, the meteorologist. And anyway, so Ira's got on a blue Fox 13 golf shirt, 100% cotton. Yeah. The cotton, the 100% cotton golf shirt is, it's like a payphone. And you just don't see them, and there's a reason why. So I told Ira I would be updating his wardrobe very soon. As far as the equipment, that's up to him, because that's a little more costly. But he did talk about lessons. Now, a while back, Ira just said to me, away from the golf course, he said he needed to get lessons. And I told him, as I tell many people, that the best deal on lessons from one of the best instructors locally is my friend and Sickles High School boys and girls golf coach, Joey DePompo, who is a huge reason the Todd Wright Tour and all my golf tournaments even exist. And Joey's lessons are a bargain. And I told Ira how much they cost. This was, I'm going to say, 15, 18 months ago, and we revisited it yesterday. And I said, Ira, if you remember, I told you who to get lessons from, Joey DePompo, who works out at Tampa Bay Downs golf facility, and the price of his 3 half-hour lesson package. And I said, Ira, your response was, nah, that's too cheap. I want something else, which I took back to Joey. And Joey quickly said, I can charge him more. So Ira will be heading out, reminded of this yesterday, to Tampa Bay Downs Golf soon. Joey will be on the lookout for him, and Joey will be happy to charge Ira more than Joey's normal rate for lessons if that makes Ira more comfortable. But basically, all Ira needs to do, not all he needs to do, I mean, we're not trying to get Ira into the United States Open, but Ira even admitted and even asked me on the golf course yesterday, and I'm not someone who gives lessons or gives pointers. I can help you put the club on the ball better, and that's it. I'm not a teaching pro. Joey is. You know, I don't feel like it's my place. I know a lot of teaching pros. Benjamin Hamm over at Countryside Country Club. Matt Mitchell, one of the top instructors in the Southeast. Joey DePompo, aforementioned. One of the best gentlemen around, John Johnson, who runs Tampa Bay Downs Golf. Jesse Pratt over at Wentworth Golf Club. It's why you should look into this Wentworth Golf Club player development membership I've been telling you about. It's $49 per month, unlimited range balls, unlimited walking after three, $10 cart feet after three, and there's free golf lessons with clinics 2 days a week, and Jesse is involved with that. You can call Wentworth Golf Club, by the way, for more on that, 727-942-4760. Wentworth Golf Club is in Tarpon Springs. It's $49 per month. So I don't feel like I should do that. Now, if I'm just with someone and helping them with one little thing to make them feel better, fine. And then I send them to these people. And that's just a handful. Rich Unger is another terrific guy over at Heritage Isles. I said to Ira, he needs to get the ball up in the air more. Everything he hits is on the ground or 5 feet off the ground. And Joey can help him do that. So anyway, that was the lessons conversation that I had with Ira. And again, to confirm, he's bad, but he's not as bad as I thought. We've talked about the golf shirt. Ira shows up not only in the 100% cotton golf shirt, but in a Philadelphia 76ers hat. Now, I didn't explore why he has the 76ers hat. Insert your own trust the process line here. He changed hats on the final hole, I don't know why, to a hat that said Sage, which is one of the nicknames given to Ira because of his insight, knowledge, and wisdom. But Ira also is a Giants baseball fan. So I'm always interested in loyalties. I mean, true loyalties of people, especially when they don't necessarily fit a region. You know, the one thing Big Dog and I always disagreed on, and I know many of you had your disagreements with the Big Dog because he had such strong opinions. Here was my biggest one. And Steve and I never went at it face-to-face because we were just such good friends. We didn't want to argue about this. Steve always said, you are a fan of the teams where you live. And I don't think that's true at all. And for those of you who are Bucks fans who say, well, no, that's the way it should be. Okay, let's say tomorrow you... The and I hate the term die hard, and I'll tell you why in a couple weeks when we talk more about the Big Dog. But you're that fan, right? And let's say you meet the woman of your dreams, if you're not married, or you get the job of your dreams, and it's in one of the other 30 NFL cities, and that's where you got to go. Do you just automatically change your allegiances? Absolutely not. No, you make the choice, but make it for the right reasons and stick with it. My friend Mark Fitzpatrick, who runs the annual Lou Piniella Celebrity Golf Classic, is big on that, and he's raising five boys, kind of based on that with your sports affiliations. So Ira being a Giants baseball fan and a 76ers basketball fan, I found rather interesting. Other things that came up at various times along the way on the round: Gerald McCoy, Bruce Arians, the Glazers, Jason Light, James Winston, Blaine Gabbert, John Lynch, which is a big one for Ira because for those of you, for whatever reason, that don't know, every NFL team has one designated member of the media who has covered that team for quite some time. I don't know the actual parameters and qualifications. And it's the responsibility of that member of the media to basically make the case for players on that team to the other 31 members of the media representing the other 31 teams in the NFL in terms of the Hall of Fame. So Ira has that responsibility with the Buccaneers. And he talked to me about the case for John Lynch. And I'll just share with you a little bit here what he brought up. And I said, well, where are you on this? And he just said, you got anything for me? And I said, well, what have you already done? And he said, I've used everything I got. Talked about how he was the quarterback of a defense, a great defense. Talked about him as part of a big three with Sapp, who's in, Brooks, who's in. Talked about how he not only impacted the Buccaneers, but had a second stint that was extremely productive with the Denver Broncos. And he says, it's just, I keep getting shot down. And he sort of said, is there anything else there that I can do for him? And then Dave Wirth got in on this, and Randy chimed in as well. And I think we all like John Lynch. What's not to like? Now, after this year or next year, if John doesn't win in San Francisco, there'll be 49ers fans who won't like John Lynch just because they'll say he was a bad general manager because he didn't turn the team around or he made bad decisions. And I think he's already made some bad decisions as GM of the 49ers. But will he learn from those decisions? We'll find out. But as far as a couple of things that I brought up to Ira, and he didn't disagree. That Bucs team won one Super Bowl. And I think it's sort of an unspoken that based on if you're part of a Super Bowl winning team, there's a certain amount of players that represent that team. Now, if you're part of a Super Bowl winning team for multiple years, I think it expands the amount of players from that team that can ultimately be considered for the Hall of Fame. It's more, you say, well, there's more than just a couple reasons why this team won Super Bowls because they won multiple Super Bowls. And I have always said that you basically have three types of teams in the Super Bowl era. You're either a franchise that's never won a Super Bowl, a franchise that's won one Super Bowl, or you're a franchise that's won two or more. To me, those are the three categories. And I think that would even apply to golf. You're either a golfer who's never won a major championship, you're a golfer who's won one major championship and only one, or you're a golfer who's won multiple major championships. I think it applies to various sports. So as it relates to that one Super Bowl for the Bucs, and then you in when you look at Sapp in, Brooks in, and Ira went ahead and said in the next breath, the Rondé argument could be interesting because the 2020 factor, 20 interceptions, 20 sacks, which no one had ever done. But we also sort of said about John Lynch that the way he played the game cannot be played anymore in this league. With the physical nature that he and others at the time played that safety position. It has been effectively eliminated from the game. Ronnie Lott played it too. But Ronnie Lott was on teams that won multiple Super Bowls, and I think even John Lynch's immediate friends and family would say, yeah, Ronnie Lott was a better safety than John Lynch. So anyway, that was one of the conversations that came up on the golf course, because Ira cares very much and embraces and takes very seriously his role representing Buccaneer players for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Also, out of nowhere, Ira was quoting an episode of Seinfeld. It was the marine biologist episode. The sea was angry that day, my friends. And there were points, and even Dave Wirth, very smart about it, because we had a very good team behind us with a very talented ladies golfer who won long drive as I watched her from the green on the third hole at Fox Hollow go past what's called the proximity marker to win the long drive. But at one point, Dave was even like, we need to speed it up a little bit just for pace of play purposes, so the group behind us wasn't always waiting to hit, because Ira was telling good stories and initiating such wonderful conversation. So that is a review of my golf with the sage Ira Kaufman from yesterday. And if you're asking, we turned in a scorecard of 62. We got hot on the back. We just couldn't finish the job. I lipped out for 61 on the last hole. We started on 10, so my last hole, our last hole was on 9. I lipped out for 61, which would have been a 3. On the number one handicap hole, maybe Ira will mention this on his podcast. He probably won't. He seemed very impressed. I rolled in a 45-footer up the hill on the number one handicap hole for a birdie. So had we tied for first or second place, we had the birdie on the toughest hole to potentially win the tiebreaker. I think 59 won the tournament, so we were 3 shots back. A very respectable day, an even better conversation, and of course, thoughts of our friend Steve Dumig many times throughout that round. And again, I will devote an entire podcast to the big dog in a couple of weeks, and you will know why at the time of that podcast. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Wentworth Golf Club, by Brandon Legal Group, and by Pin Chasers. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Toddcast, and we'll talk to you again soon.